When you meditate, you're providing a home for the mind. A home that you can take wherever you go. No matter where you are on earth, you've got your breath. So you can feel at home in any situation. You've got your territory here inside. Even when the situation outside gets threatening, your breath is your breath. And you can do with it as you want. So meditation is an opportunity to learn what kind of breathing really is good. Some people have trouble when they say, at the very beginning, well, I don't know what a comfortable breath is. Well, experiment. Change the breath around. Notice things. Learn how to develop your powers of observation. Take not only the breath, but also the other properties in the body. There's warmth, there's coolness, there's solidity. And when you get really attuned to the breath, you can get attuned to these others as well. That's a good vocabulary to have in mind. It's like when they're training people who taste things for companies. They have to develop a really elaborate vocabulary to describe all the different kinds of tastes there are. And the more vocabulary you have, the more you begin to notice whether there really is a difference between this and that. That's the same with the breath. You can learn all different ways of dealing with the breath. And if a John Lee's vocabulary isn't enough for you, you can make up your own words for what kind of breathing you really like. When John Fuang was teaching, he would often ask people, how does the breath feel? And they would have their own ways of describing it. And then he would use their language to teach them. So learn to familiarize yourself with what's going on inside and become a connoisseur of good breath energy. Develop your discernment, develop your ability to see the differences between one kind of breathing and another and the effect that it has on the mind, the effect it has on the body. And that way you turn this house of the body into a home, a place where you want to return, a place that's yours no matter where you go.